Just want to continue a little bit with matzah. We were discussing the idea that the Ramban writes that there are two different reasons why there's a mitzvah of matzah on Pesach and an issur of chametz. One reason is that matzah is called lechem oni, which means the bread of affliction, the bread of slavery, the bread of poverty. And the idea was that the Egyptians would feed us matzah, because matzah stays in your stomach for a very long time, and as a result, the Egyptians didn't have to give us a lot of food. The Ibn Ezra, who was a world traveler, recounts that when he was in India, he saw that the Maharajas would give slaves unleavened bread because it was heavier. It stayed in the gut for a longer period of time. Seen in that way, the symbolism of matzah is lechem oni, the bread of slavery. It is like maror. It reminds us of our avdus. And indeed, the Haggadah says that that is the initial reason for matzah. Hal lachma anya, this is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. And yet, at the end of Maggid, Rabban Gamliel introduces a new reason for matzah, which is also alluded to in the Torah, and that is lehispik b'tzeikam shalaviseinu lahachmetz, that we were in such a rush, the Egyptians kicked us out, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out because we would have hit the 50th level of Tuma. Ad kidei kach, that there was no time for our dough to even rise, and we had to bake it as unleavened bread. So when we eat the matzah, it's a zecher l'chipazayin, is a commemoration of the hurriedness by which we had to leave Mitzrayim, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out literally in the nick of time. Had there been just another second, we would have hit the 50th level of Tuma. We would have been irredeemable. So the Ramban points out that matzah has a double significance. It has the significance both of lechem oni, and it has the significance of chipazon. Based on this idea, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says a very interesting aura, because l'chara like this, l'chara we know that the commandment to eat matzah was already given before the first Seder, because already Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Jewish people were commanded to eat matzah. Now, if you're sitting at the first Seder and you're eating matzah, why are you eating matzah at the first Seder? It can't be because you left Mitzrayim in such a rush that this commemorates that event, because that event didn't happen until the next morning. So Rav Yaakov wants to suggest that at the first Seder, the significance of matzah was exclusively lechem oni, because a zecher l'chipazayin didn't exist yet, and it is only in later years that superimposed on lechem oni is the additional reason of lehispik b'tzeikam shelavaseinu lahachmetz. Because the first time they were eating matzah, that couldn't have been the connection. It must have been stam zecher l'oni. Now, based on this, he wants to go a little further, and he wants to say, because the Ran himself asked the kasha, I mentioned it yesterday, if we are already commanded not to eat matzah, to eat matzah, not to eat chametz, then how could we say that in the next morning we would have let our dough rise had we been given time? L'chara, that's not emes, because even had we had all the time in the world, we weren't allowed to have chametz. So if you remember, the Ran's answer is that there is a chiluk between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. Pesach Mitzrayim, the Isser of Chametz, was only the first day. And I had mentioned that might mean Erev Pesach and that night. And you would have been allowed to have Chametz for the rest of Pesach. And they could have baked Chametz for the rest of Pesach. But since we were not given time, Hashem made it Ledoros that you cannot eat Chametz for all of 7 days to commemorate the Chipazon. Right? This is what the Ran says. Meaning to say, the original Isser Chametz was only Yom Echad, and by the next morning, even though that's the 15th, they could have baked Chametz, and the Zecher L'Chipazon makes it the other 7 days. Okay. So with all of this background information, we come with the following halacha. There's a very well-known din that the Vilna Gaon mentions, and that is, although the Chiyuv of eating matzah is only the first night, the rest of Pesach, especially when it's not Yom Tov, at least, if you don't want to eat matzah, you don't have to eat matzah. You can eat potatoes. There's no chiyuv to eat matzah. The mitzvah of matzah is only the first night. Be erev teichlu matzahs. But the Gra says even though there's no chiyuv to eat matzah, but every kezayis of matzah that you eat during Pesach, you are fulfilling a mitzvah, because after all, the Torah does say, shivas yomim teichel matzais. And we might interpret that to mean, for 7 days you can only eat matzah and not chametz. And Golden Gaon says, no, it actually is a mitzvah. You are mekayim a mitzvah every time you eat matzah. The Avenger holds that way also, yeah. But, yeah. Now, we don't make a bracha on it, because it's not a chiyuv. Right? We don't make a bracha because it's not a chiyuv. But it is what we call a mitzvah kiyumis. Now, there are many, many machloksim in the Gra. Would you have to eat matzah shmura for the kiyum ha-mitzvah? Or is the kiyum ha-mitzvah, even if it's not matzah shmura is only for the chiyuv of the matzah, not for the kiyum of the mitzvah? There are machloksim. Many say that the Gra holds that the kiyum ha-mitzvah is only with matzah that was shmura l'shem mitzvah. But here's what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says. We know that the Gemara tells us that if you eat what we call today egg matzah, if you eat matzah that was kneaded with wine, yayin, shemen, devash, eggs, you're not yaitzei the chiyuv of the Seder, because since matzah has to be lechem oni, matzah that has all these other ingredients is rich and fancy, and it is what we call matzah ashira. And you're not yaitzei matzah ashira with matzah ashira because of lechem oni. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says a very interesting chiddush. Since it is only Leil Seder, which is symbolic of lechem oni, and the proof of the matter is because we were eating matzah Leil Seder before the miracle of Chippazon, he wants to say, it is only Leil Seder that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with matzah ashira. But the mitzvah kiyumis of the Vilna Gaon, to eat matzah throughout Pesach, you would even be yotzei with matzah ashira, because matzah ashira is only a chisaron in the lechem oni aspect of matzah. But in the lohispik patsekim, the fact that it didn't have time to rise, that applies equally to matzah ashira. And therefore, he wants to say that it is, in other words, the Leil Seder has two ideas in matzah. It has lechem oni, and it has lehispik b'tzekim shalavaseinu lahachmetz. Matzah ashira is not acceptable, because although it does continue the connotation of lehispik b'tzekim lahachmetz, it does not fulfill the lechem oni. But the lechem oni is only an aspect of matzah for Leil Seder. The rest of Pesach, it is only a zecher lechipazayim. So Rav Yaakov says that the mitzvah of kiyumis, of achilas matzah, one could fulfill even with matzah ashira. Now, let me point out that although this is a very, very ingenious interpretation, there are two separate reasons why it's almost totally impractical, meaning to say, as a practical matter, you will not be able to follow this etza. First, if we assume that the mitzvah kiyumis of the Gra requires matzah that was made l'shem mitzvah, then even if we accept Rav Yaakov's hanacha that matzah ashira could qualify, you'd have to find shmura matzah ashira. And they do not make shmura matzah ashira, because they only make matzah shmura in order to be yaitzei at the Seder, so you're not going to find shmura matzah that's ashira. Second of all, in a more basic idea, one has to remember that for Ashkenazim, we don't eat matzah ashira at all. Now let me give you a little background on this. As far as the Gemara seems to be concerned, the only fundamental problem with matzah ashira is it's not lechem oni. You have to have poor bread, matzah ashira is fancy bread. So as far as the Gemara is concerned, the only problem with matzah ashira is you can't be yaitzei at the Seder because you have to have lechem oni. That's as far as the Gemara is concerned. The Ramah, however, brings that the minhag of Ashkenazim is we do not eat matzah ashira at all during Pesach, and not because of lechem oni, because that wouldn't be a problem the rest of Pesach, but we don't eat matzah ashira because of a chashash that the mei peros, the fruit juice, or the egg yolk, or the oil, or the chocolate that is put into egg matzah, might accelerate the process of fermentation, and it might become chametz right away. Now, again, not all Ashkenazic poskim agreed with this. The Maral, for example, if you look at the Agadah of the Maral assumes for a Dabur Pashut that you can eat matzah shira during Pesach. Taisus at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim absolutely says you could eat matzah shira at least the afternoon of Erev Pesach, which means he didn't treat it as chametz. But according to the Ramah, you could not eat matzah shira at all during Pesach. So as a result, Rav Yaakov Zaitza is not going to work like the Ramah. Sfaradim do allow matzah shira. That's why you'll find in the stores something called, you know, in America we call it egg matzah, here they call it matzah shira, and basically it's under the hashgacha of Sfaradim. So together with kitnias, they also have matzah ashira. Now, it's interesting that the Ramah says, our minhag is not to eat matzah ashira except for chola or zaken. A child, a sick person, an old person, even they are not yaitzeh at the Seder, because it has to be matzah lechem oni, but they're permitted to eat it. And the Ramah also says, our chumra does not apply to bal yeira. You're allowed to keep it in the house, obviously, but the minhag is not to eat it. So for many years, the old matzah factories in the United States, Horace Margaretten and the like, Strife will be an exception, they would put on their matzah boxes. They didn't want to put "Don't eat this product" because that So on the egg matzah boxes, they would put in Hebrew, "Ayin Shulchan Aruch Divrei HaRamah" in Hebrew, "Simin Reish Samach Beis." So that basically means "Don't eat this product." But they put it in Hebrew, and most people thought it was just another hashgacha or another symbol of lat kosher matzah. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, who was the Rav HaMachter of Streitz, which I think just closed down, right? I think this year they just closed down on the Lower East Side, he insisted that they put in English that this product should only be consumed by elderly or the ill or children. So for that reason, that became kind of the standard of hashgacha. It's like, the cigarette packages, Surgeon General says don't smoke these cigarettes. But be it as it may, therefore, we have to say that at least for Ashkenazim, Rav Yaakov's chiddush, which is a very logical chiddush, again, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's chiddush is that matzah at the Seder has a dual symbolism, lechem oni, and lo yihispik b'tzeikem lahachmitz. Matzah Ashira fails because it fails the Lechem Oni test, but the Vilna Gaon's idea that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, not a chiyuv, but a mitzvah to eat matzah the rest of Pesach as well, is only because of the Zecher of Geula, not because of Lechem Oni. So Rav Yaakov's idea that you could be Mekayim that mitzvah even with Matzah Ashira is simply not going to be practical according to the Ramah, because you're not allowed to eat Matzah Ashira unless you're a chola or a zake. Now, let me mention Maral.
What's the definition of zake in this situation?
Well, it basically means, it's not an objective definition. It basically means it is hard for him. It is hard for him to chew regular matzah. That's all it means. So it's not a question of age per se. It's a question of difficulty of chewing. Now, one thing I want to point out, that the Maharal in his Haggadah, without getting into whether it's the Maral Haggadah or not, because it's in the Gevuras Hashem as well, so the Maral says it. The Maral, as I indicated a few moments ago, does not hold up the Ramah at all here. The Maral says, Matzah Shira is fine during Pesach, the only problem is it's not valid at the Seder because of Lechem Oni. But here's the Maral. The Maral says an amazing leniency, Lahalacha, and the Maral says, if a person is at the Leil Seder, and all he has is Matzah Ashira, the Maral suggests that b'di'eved he should be yaitze even with that. And the Maral's logic is because Matzah has a double symbolism, Lechem Oni and Lo Hispik B'tzeikem Lahachmetz. So even if your Matzah is not Lechem Oni, L'chol HaPachos, you can commemorate Lehispik b'tzeikem lahachmitz even with matzah shira. See, this goes beyond Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov was simply saying that will be valid for the rest of Pesach. The Maral is suggesting there is a certain validity even at Leil Seder itself.
Is that Ramah?
So it's mashra that you would not make a bracha, because since it's not a complete symbol, you would not make a bracha, but he says you should eat the matzah ashira. Again, I would point out that the Maharal's rule is very theoretical, because even if you don't accept the Ramah, that there's an isser of matzah ashira during Pesach, you have to have shmura matzah. So how likely is it that you're going to have matzah ashira that was made l'shem mitzvah? It's lo yitachen. The Maharal is simply dispensing with the lechemoni requirement. He's not dispensing with the shimor requirement. So in reality, we would have to relegate the Maharal's rule to a highly theoretical possibility, because l'maisa, you're not going to be yitzeh with any matzah at Leil Seder that was not shamor l'shem mitzvah, and matzah shira generally is not going to be shomor l'shem mitzvah. Okay, so this is the idea, and again, this all goes back to a comment of the Ramban in Parshas Re'eh, that matzah does have a dual symbolism. It is a zecher li'avdus of lechem oni, and it is a zecher to the geula that there was lo hispik b'tzekem l'hachmitz, and matzah ashira fails the lechem oni standard, but it might satisfy the lo hispik b'tzekem l'hachmitz. Rav Yaakov uses that as a justification for matzah ashira as a kiyum mitzvah the rest of Pesach. Maharal goes further and says, even at Leil Seder, but as I say, based on the Ramah, it would not be a practical hayra'ah for Ashkenazim, except for Achol or Azakin, because we taka do not eat a matzah ashira.
There is the cloud of fresh cloud. Shivas Yomim, Sheshes Yomim, and...
Yes, the Arab, yeah.
And then Pesach, we know it's a few.
Yeah.
Shivas Yomim, like you mentioned a few times.
Right.
Then there is Hashivas.
Yeah.
Either I'm more Hashivas of the Sheshes Yomim as part of the Shivas Yomim.
Well, as I say, the way the Gra understands it is the Sheshes Yomim is more than a Rishus. It's a Kiyum Mitzvah. The Erev, however, is a Chiyuv Mitzvah. That's why you make a bracha. So it's all a mitzvah, the Gra's learning, but we divide it between Chiyuv and Kiyum. That's how we divide it.